you've taken your game at all to another level?
No, I think I've played, you know, pretty well up to this point. No, there's always room to get better. You know, I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to continue to grow it as a student of this game, as a player in this game. And, you know, I think it's been pretty exciting so far.
You've had years in past offense where you've had a lot of catches. You've made first or second on team in receptions, but I don't remember as many of the acrobatic stuff that, you know, catches you've been making the last few weeks. So that's why I thought maybe...
You know, I think it's just a matter of making plays, man. You know, when the ball, you know, is in your vicinity, you got to try to make plays. You know, unfortunately, you know, we haven't been on the same page as much. You know, but we'll continue to grow. You know, so hopefully we can get that thing going.
After the game, you didn't want to talk about that catch along the right sideline. Now it's been a few days. Is that something you work on, the one-handed catches, or is it?
It's something we do in practice every now and then, but, you know, obviously, you know, you catch the football with two hands, but, you know, in that situation, I couldn't quite get my right hand there, so I was able to get it in and control it going out to the ground.
So that's what I was getting. We don't remember, like, the volume of those kind of catches before, so is that something that was instinctual, or have you really tried to work
it? It's all about instincts. I mean, to be honest with you, when you get out there on the football field, it's all about instincts. Obviously, you have your techniques, you have your skill set. But when you're in the heat of the moment, everything's about instincts.
Do you find that guys are pressing a little too much, you know, with the offensive struggles you guys had last week?
You know what? When we go back and look at the film, so this is how it is. When you win, it's never as good as you thought it was. And when you lose, it's never as bad as you thought it was. So, obviously, you got to be very coachable in those situations. So we go back and look at film. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we messed up. But there was plays to be made. There was plays to be made. You know, there was a, you know, a post in the middle of the field where I think in the second quarter that could have been huge. That could have opened up things a little bit. We may have been one block away from here. You know, guy may have not ran his route at the proper depth. So there's a lot of room for us to get better at. But it's never as bad as we think it is. But, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't get the job done.
It seems like there's been two or three plays every week, 20-plus yard plays where – you know, you've had a chance to even add to your yardage totals, but for one reason or another, they haven't happened. So what is that like watching film? Are you playing what if? Are you getting frustrated? Or what's that experience like?
It's always frustrating when you leave meat on the bone, you know, in the passing game and in the run game. You know, we got the best running back in the league, so to not be able to get him going is very frustrating. So that's something that we got to get better at, man. It's something that we were the best in the league at last year. Obviously, teams are more aware of that now, but I think we got the right guys and the right scheme to get that going, despite, you know, who we have on the other side of the football. So that's something we got to get going.
Is there a 1-year contract to come back? Are you open to, you know, maybe redoing that if the Eagles?
Absolutely, man. You know, I've always said that'll take care of itself, but I've always, you know, I've always also said that this is where I want to be. So,
is there a correlation between just playing with more confidence and then making better catches?
Confidence is what kind of makes you go. You know, obviously, you want to put a confident bunch out there on the football field. So, you know, in my eyes, I try to make every play I can, and I'm confident I'm going to make every play. So, anytime I see a ball hit the ground next to me in my vicinity, I get frustrated, I get upset. Because those are plays that you want to make. You know, like I said, we haven't hit as many as we have liked, or we would have liked to this year. But, you know, we're 3-1. So we'll continue to get better at that. And I think the ultimate goal here is winning football games.
One more ago, you spoke about the running game. You watch the same film we do. What's holding it back? Why isn't it working the way it did in the past?
Like I said, man, obviously, you know, people are more aware that this is what we like to do. Like I said, you know, we may have been one block away from Springer McCoy. So there's a lot of it that goes into it. But it's definitely something that we're going to continue to do. This is what we do. We run the football. We run the football to set up the pass. This is what we do. So we'll continue to get better at that. And, you know, like I said, we need to get it going.
You're obviously friends with LeSean. What's his mood, his demeanor? He's obviously...
He's been upbeat, though. Obviously, you get in the game and you're frustrated and you want to get things going, but... like I said, I think his biggest goal on his mind right now is to win games as well. So, yeah, you want to win them all, but to be 3-1 at the end of 4, is a pretty good place to be.
Have you or your agent received any interest from the Eagles? Have you
like I said, we have not crossed that. That has not been talked about. And we talked about it when I signed it back in February, I guess, when I signed it. But we have not talked about it to this point.
Is that something that you'll eventually approach them, or you're just going to wait to hear from them? I mean, as we get
I don't know. You know, that's something, obviously, that, you know, like I said, I want to be here, but we'll take care of it when it needs to get taken care of.
Jeremy, do you think that, you know, being the defending NFL rushing champion, do you think that's a little bit of a burden, too, for LeSean? I mean, you know, he's...
I mean, obviously, man, when you achieve something as great as that, you know, you want to maintain that level of play, obviously. And like I said, to not be able to do that is frustrating. But I think, like I said, LeSean just sat up there and watched him. You know, he sat up here and said, you know, we're winning games. And I think that's the most important thing. But I think in order to continue to win games, we've got to get the ground game going.
How is the expectations of playing in this offense compared to the reality of being in it for the first four games?
The expectations. I mean, what are the expectations?
In terms of what you thought your role would be in the offense, the amount of targets you would get, you got to see the offense last year, you finally envisioned yourself being in it. So what's it like actually playing?
I think it's, you know, it's been kind of what I expected. You know, I've had a chance to be around it for 2 years now. Like I said, it's when you have so many playmakers. You got LeSean, you got Sproles, you got Matthews, you got Coop, Ertz, Selleck. It makes your job a little easier. So when we get everything clicking, man, it's going to be a sight to see. But I think, like I said, man, right now we're 3-1. We're looking forward to the Rams, and hopefully by the end of that we'll be 4-1.
Can you explain what the biggest difference is from the old offense, you know, the Andy's to this one now, that how you're featured differently and how that's impacted what you do?
You know, this in the old offense, again, we had a lot of guys who could make plays, but, you know, that featured a certain receiver, and that was the position that DeSean played. So in this one, it's a little more wide open. You know, obviously, you know, you try to get your guys into places to be successful and to be able to make plays. Which just right now, the ball's been coming my way a lot.
Right, but you always had more catches, I think, than LeSean. So is it your routes now that are a lot different than
this is a totally different offense. Totally different offense. So to compare the two offenses is not fair. One's a West Coast, one is a style in its own. Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting at is it the routes, is it the sidelines that you get to exploit more now, and is that kind of your strength? Do you think that's coming through from it?
I just think it's a little more space now. A little more space, I think, in the West Coast. Everything's so precise. Everything's this, here, here. You got to be here. You got to be there. It's a little more freedom, a little more space now.